Hello, everyone. How's it going? I'm going to change my name. Change my name. All right. I hope everybody is doing good this morning. I am. I'm Coach MJ. I am the head of the member success team here at NoBS. I'm responsible for that amazing Facebook community that we have. Coach Christy is here as well. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A. And if you're asking yourself, why the hell am I here? Let me tell you, this is the 30-day success plan call. This Zoom training is for anyone who just joined in the last 30 days. In your first 30 days, we would love for you to attend one of these calls live or watch a replay, as well as for anybody who just needs a kick in the ass. That's why I'm here. Yay. All right. Hey, everybody. I hopped on early so I could change my name, get Coach Christy up. So welcome, welcome. A couple of things. I usually don't do announcements on these calls, but I am today. I don't know if you have seen the excitement that is coming to NoBS on Monday morning. I think it's at 9 a.m. Central. Not really sure. Christy, can you double check? We are, for the first time ever, Corinne Crabtree, our amazing queen, is going to do a live podcast recording for her free podcast, Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne, inside of the membership. So on Monday morning, you can check your training calendar. check your training calendar. On Monday, I think it's the 13th, at 9 a.m. Central Time, Corinne will be coming on to talk about the new injectable weight loss drugs that so many people are talking about. She's also inviting the public. So it's a Zoom training, just like we do, just like this, except there'll be a lot more people in the chat. She will be releasing it on her free podcast, Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne, after she's done it for us in here. So you will get a sneak peek into what is coming up on her free podcast. So exciting. She's never done this before. She is addressing a topic that is, it's a hot topic, right? Right now, it's a very hot topic. So we're so excited to be able to do that. You're going to have tons of support in the chat and in the Q&A. So excited. Yes, special live podcast. Christy has put the link in the chat. It is going to be amazing. So you'll get to like see behind the scenes, watch Corinne podcast and be a part of it. You'll be able to ask questions. She'll be able to answer them live. So then you'll be able to hear your question whenever it's released to the public. It's going to be amazing. Just remember, though, we are NoBS women, and we are going to show the public who come to this event what it means to be a NoBS woman, how we behave, how we do not shame or judge anybody for their own medical decisions. We are going to show them what it looks like to be supportive of women, no matter their decision. So I'm super excited about that. Know that it will be on the public. Will there be a man or two in a chat? I have no idea. Could happen. So it's going to be awesome. So if you're chatting, make sure you have your chat set to everyone so that everybody can see what you are saying. There is a special guide for this workshop. If you don't have it, that's okay. I will be going over everything with you on this workshop. We'll be using the chat, we'll be using the reactions buttons. Hopefully this will be a really interactive call. I went rogue the last time I did this call. I'm doing it again. All right. Let me know who I am talking to. So at the bottom of your screen, there is a reactions button. If you have not been, if you've been here less than 30 days, click on the reactions button and let me know that you're new, so I know how many new people, and then how many people who have been around longer than a month. Yay! So excited. Welcome to NoBS. I'm so glad you're here. I am so glad you are here. So I know sometimes I just go rogue. I go rogue. I get Corinne's Zoom account. You never know what's going to happen. That's what happens. So we're going to start with the keynote that I have, the amazing keynote. And then when I get a fire in my tummy, I will stop and I will preach and answer questions. That's my plan. All right. Christy, if you'll post that in the chat, the guide in the chat. Here's my keynote. All right. Here we go. 30-day success plan. Like I said, if you've been here for a while and you just want to do go through this to set yourself up for success in the next 30 days, that's fine. If you're brand new, this is a great place to start. So excited to get started. Oh, Barbara, it's her first time she logged in live. I'm glad that I have taken your Zoom virginity. Awesome. All right. It all starts with belief. No matter what you're doing, you have to have a little bit of belief. So your ability to lose weight this month has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today impacts tomorrow's results. So I do not care how many hundreds of diets you have been on. They're over. They're done. Now we're doing no BS. We need to work on no BS. We'll leave all that shit. We know it didn't work. We don't need to go back there and play with them. Let's hang out here with this amazing community and this amazing no BS weight loss course and figure our shit out here. I don't care what Susan Powder told you. I don't care if you were with Jane Fonda or you sweated with the oldies and did the deal a meal with Richard Simmons. They're done. This is no BS and we're going to do it different. When you come into no BS, a lot of times these on the left may be things that you're thinking. So I just keep messing up. That feels very hopeless. Instead, you could think it takes time to get good at things. Right? Think about somebody potty training your kid or you learning how to ride a bike. Imagine every time they went, you know, pee-pee in their panties, they kept messing up. You'd be like, you just keep messing up. Or would you say, it takes time to get good at this. You'll learn. Same thing with a bike. You're learning how to ride a bike or your kid's learning how to ride a bike or your niece or nephew. And then would you ever look at them and say, you just keep messing up? No, you wouldn't say that. So we're not going to say that to ourselves either. We're going to treat ourselves with the same kind words and compassion that we would in any other situation with anybody else. This can't work for me. You might be thinking that. Instead, you could think, oh, it could be wrong that it won't work. There's a ton of people inside of No BS who have lost weight doing this. You might be thinking, what if I don't lose all my weight? I want you to just shut that down. That's not the best use of your thinking. We're not going to worry about that last pound. Let's worry about pound number one. What can you do today to lose pound number one? The version of you that loses pound 49 to 50, she's got a lot more habits in her toolbox. She's got a lot more experience. She's got more level ups. We'll let her worry about pound 49 to 50. Right now, let's focus on what we can control, that first pound. I'll probably screw up like last time. That's going to the past, pulling all of that diet failure and just like muddying the waters of no BS. Instead, you could think, this time I'll make mistakes to learn from versus quitting over them. Because we're all going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect in this journey, but we can make mistakes and learn from them instead of quitting. It's going to take so long to lose the weight. The truth is, we don't know how long it's going to take to lose weight, but the more you sit around thinking how long it's going to take is one day less that you're getting into action. You could just think instead, each day I keep going makes the journey shorter. If I get doing shit today, one less day on the back end. You could be thinking that. You might not be confident in your weight loss goal, and that's okay. A lot of us start no BS. Maybe you can see yourself sitting on a beach in Mexico in a string bikini drinking a piña colada. some of you, it's like, I don't know if I can get there, but that's okay. You lose your weight one bite at a time, 1 pound at a time, one extra glass of water at a time, 5 extra minutes of sleep at a time. That's where weight loss happens. When you start, you don't need to believe that you're going to lose all of your weight. We'll do the believing for you. We've got you in the belief department because we believe that every one of you can lose your weight. Let us do the believing. You just believe in the little things. With your food, can you believe you'll slow down eating at dinner? Maybe you'll eat with your non-dominant hand. Oh no, maybe I used to have a private client that would, her goal was to eat, be the last one finished eating. I was like, that's so awesome. Cause her family would be eating and talking and whatever. And she was like, I'm going to be last eating. So she would eat super slow. Can you believe that you'll leave one bite behind to practice not cleaning your plate? And if you leave your bite behind in the before your meal, like you serve yourself, just throw that bite away. Leave a bite somewhere. For planning, can you believe you'll use the planner to see how you like it? Maybe you've never been a planner. Try that shit on, see how it works. If you're not ready to use the whole planner, can you believe that you'll just write down your food today? It's a great place to start. Can you believe that you'll plan at least one meal to get used to planning? So if you're like, I can't do the whole planner yet, MJ, that's fine. Can you just write down your food? I don't know about that. That seems does not seem doable to me, but I know that I have a ham and cheese omelet every morning for breakfast. The rest of the day, I don't know nothing about that. Well, then start by planning the ham and cheese omelet. Get in the habit of writing that down every day. So you're developing the habit of writing a plan. When you get comfortable with that, then maybe you add in a snack to plan. Maybe you always know what you're going to have for dinner because you got to lay it out. So you plan breakfast and dinner and nothing else. So you get comfortable with that, then you add something else in. For the No BS Weight Loss course, can you believe you'll learn something new? Just, I'm going to learn something new today. I'm just going to listen, see what I can hear. And then can you believe that you'll just try some of the stuff that we ask you to try? Coach Betsy is famous for, I doubt it, but I'll do it. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going to try some shit, see what happens. Great place to start. Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable. And doable means you do shit. That's what we're all about in No BS. Yes, we are working on our mindset. Yes, we are uncovering old shitty thoughts. Yes, we are figuring out the thoughts and feelings that lead us to overeating, but you also want to get into action, but make it super doable. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. When you take a little baby step, you might start to think that things are easier than you thought they would be. When things feel easy, you want to do more, and that's where momentum comes in. Motivation and momentum follows action. So you want to take those little action steps, do those little things. And then when you do one thing, you're like, that wasn't so hard. Maybe I can do something else. Instead of making this grandiose plan that, like, you know, even the pros couldn't hardly follow and then beating yourself up for not being able to do it. Let's start with little doable wins. That's where momentum and motivation are created. You might be thinking small things aren't good enough. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough. When you do small things every single day that feel easy for you, that's where weight loss comes from. We all know that crashing and burning and trying these grandiose things for so long and only to like just quit on yourself next week, if that worked, if the big things worked, we would all have lost our weight years ago. We've all done the pantry purge. We've all done the grand announcement to our family. All right, cleaning out the pantry. We're going clean. We're eating clean. We're not even going to bring that shit in the house. If all of that worked, it would have worked a long time ago. So now we're just going to try something different. I want you to use your guide. If you don't have your guide, that's totally fine. Let's just think about three things that you can start to believe today, right now on this call, three things you can believe. I'll get you started. I believe I can listen to the No BS Weight Loss course for 5 minutes instead of talking myself out of it. Put a time in there if it helps you. I believe I can listen to one lesson of the No BS Weight Loss course instead of talking myself out of it. I can start the day off with a glass of water instead of just some bullshit dieting ideas. I'm going to hear things I don't think I can do, but I'm going to try them anyway. All right. What are some little things that you can believe starting right this minute? Put them in the chat if you want to. Whilst I drink some water. I can have a glass of water. That's right, Becky. What else do you believe? Yeah, I went to bed late last night. So today I'm believing that I can go to bed at my bedtime. I believe I can. So Nicole, I want you to get real granular. So I believe I can increase my water by how much? So take what you did yesterday. I can increase my water by 8 ounces today. I believe that I can learn to love water. And Lori, there is no, like, you can totally just start adding shit to your water. Any of those like Mio drops or Crystal Light or fruit or, you know, cucumber. I hate cucumber water. Anybody else? I hate it. I just never could get into that. There's that Extend that Corinne uses that's in our favorites. That's what I drink in mine as well. See how you can like it. At least fill out what I did on my plan daily, even if I don't do the 24-hour plan. I love that. Use a smaller plate. Somebody loves cucumber. I don't know why. It's just, oh, I believe I can stick to my 24-hour plan today. A few extra steps. How many steps? So how many do you typically get? Let's decide today how many you're going to get. So that way, at the end of the day, when you look back, you'll be able to show yourself that you did the thing. Gonna move today. I love that. I believe I can continue to find what enough feels like. Yes. We got a lot of cucumber water comments in the chat. I don't know why I don't like it. All right. Moan less and move more. I like that. Lemon water is very good. All right. Defining success. This is so important here at No BS for sure. Success is bastardized by the diet industry. We're no longer waiting on weigh-in day to feel good about ourselves. I was talking to a member this morning and she gets on the call and she says, I am up 2 pounds this week, but I have my period. She said, I planned every day. I got my water in every day. I was pretty good on doable hunger. And I'm really proud of how I showed up this week. So what she did, she weighed her actions. She was like, I'm just going to keep doing this for another week because I know I've got my period. That may not be, you know, that might be why the scale is up. Because when I look at all of the things I've done this week, I'm really proud of myself. That's what this is talking about. You want to, yes, there's a number on the scale, but let's weigh what we're doing as well. See if we're feeling proud. See if we're showing up, like making those small doable changes. Give yourself some credit. And it made her, like, she didn't get on the scale and was like, well, fuck, I guess I'll just give up. It was like, no, I'll look back at everything I did this week. I was really proud of myself. Wonder why this scale could be up. Oh, that's right. I have my period. The only way for weight loss to feel like it takes not to feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day a little better by spotlighting and finding real successes. Real success. Drinking 8 ounces more of water. Keeping that promise to yourself. If you're working on steps, increasing it by 500 steps today. Real success is if you notice that you have not been doing the planner and just showing up today and doing your planner one day. That's a success. I didn't give up on myself. I'm doing it. I've gotten off track a little bit, but I'm getting back after it. I am not going to give up on myself. How do you collect all those wins and really see them? So we've got the No BS planner. The planner is on the website. I'm going to show you the website in just a minute. This habit tracker is so good, y'all. If you're not here yet and you're not ready to do the habit tracker, don't do it. I always say this to new members. How many of these worksheets did Corinne Crabtree have to lose 100 pounds? None of them. None of them. She had zero worksheets. She did not have a planner. She was just writing her food down on a fucking piece of paper. The magic is in doing something consistently over time. So if you just want to start bringing like some awareness to what you're eating and that sort of stuff, and that's where you are, that's fine. If you're like, I just want to write down my food, that's totally fine. Then when you feel like adding in the habit tracker, that's when you add in the habit tracker. But when you're ready to add in the habit tracker, at the end of the month, it just gives you a glance back at the habits you did, how you're doing, and it lets you know where you might want to level up for the next month. Your assessments help you see potential. We always ask, like, what is one thing I can do a little bit better tomorrow than I did today? And a little bit, right? A little bit. The 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit. So it gives you a chance to look at what you've got going on during the day, thinking about it. When you sit down and you write down your food, that is the version of you that is thinking about weight loss. She's thinking about her goals. We want her driving the bus, writing the plan. She's got your back. So give yourself the gift of letting her run your boat for a while. Let's talk about the No BS planner and how you're going to use it. You notice a couple of times whenever I was like helping people kind of tweak their goals for the day, what they believe they could do, drink more water, how much more water, get more steps, how many more steps? Because you want to be able to see, like, did I achieve that goal that I set for myself? That's a great way to catch a win. If you don't achieve that goal for yourself, you go back and you're like, okay, was it not doable? Did I make too big of a leap? What can I do tomorrow? So we're going to talk about planning. Your brain loves certainty. It loves to know exactly what's going on. So you're going to make a plan right now with me about how you're going to use your planner for the next 30 days. So are you going to print your planner? We have all the instructions on our website, nobswomen.com. All the instructions to print it through FedEx. You can also print it yourself at home, send it to your, you know, office supply store, whatever you want to do. But we do have instructions. Or are you going to download it as a download it to your digital device? Go ahead and decide right now what that's going to look like for you. I'll make my 24-hour plan where and when. So again, we're going to get super specific, not after I take my kids to school. That leaves a big open door for you there. Before I go to work, before I leave the house in the morning, before I go to bed. It's like, if you want to be a nighttime planner, it's like, as soon as I get the kids out of the bathtub and into bed and I come downstairs, that's the next thing I'm going to do. Or I get up at 6, so for the next 30 days, I'm going to get up at 5:50 and I'm going to write in my plan sitting on my couch with a cup of coffee. So get real granular so your brain knows exactly when you're supposed to be doing it. To me, in 30 days, what does success look like? How much weight have you lost in 30 days? How do you feel in your body in 30 days? Maybe you're moving a little bit more. Maybe you're not getting winded when you bend down to tie your shoes. How do you feel in your body in 30 days? how do you feel around food in 30 days? So maybe in the first 30 days, you're like, I mean, when you first start, you're like, girl, I cannot have like, you know, any of those good foods that y'all are talking about on the good, better, best. That's going to just fuck up my weight loss. But in 30 days, you're more willing to plan some of those. You're like, you know what? I'm willing to put it on my plan, see what happens. What else might you be thinking, feeling, or doing that would feel like success? Maybe you might be thinking that you got a little bit better handle on doable hunger. You know what? I still might not know what enough is, but damn it, I know my hunger cues. I know when I'm hungry after 30 days. Still working on enough, but hunger, I know I don't always listen to it, but I know what it feels like. So what else would feel like success? My jeans feeling less tight. That's a great one. That is so good. Anything else? I like this. I'm going to plan right after I put on my sunscreen in the morning. And Amy, I'll make my plan each night for the next day. When? What time? What are you doing? Where are you sitting? Oh, man. Nicole said in the last 30 days, she lost 6 inches. Girl, that's good. All right. Pants are looser, not as many cravings. Robin says, I'll do the plan when I open my computer before I start working at 6:30 every day. Perfect. So we're going to talk about everybody's sort of unique path inside of No BS, but I'm going to stop sharing my screen because I want to show, we've made some changes to the website. I want to show you how it kind of works. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen. I'm going to get the nobswomen.com up so I can show you some stuff. So there are basically 3 types of women in No BS. So you've got like your bottom line bitch, like just coarse blinders. I'm done. Like, just please just give me the information. I'm busy. I ain't got time. That is, if that's you, you listen to the No BS Weight Loss course on the video replays or in the private member podcast. If you've got a little bit more time, you're a moderation mama, add in something extra if you want to. Add in a little bit extra if you want to. And if you are a deep dive diva, girl, you're doing the worksheets. You might be on live calls. You join an accountability group. You're over in the Facebook group. All the things. Right? But there's no wrong way to do it. We've been on so many diets that like it's this way or no way. You've got to do it just like this or you're not going to lose weight. We don't do that at No BS. We give you more than enough than you will ever need. Then all we ask you to do is take a look at your current life. What from No BS have we given you that currently fits into your life? And you do that. We don't bend over backwards and move shit around and change stuff. Notice you can plan when you want to plan. You can plan when you want to plan. I have got teachers who plan before they leave work. And their plan, their 24-hour plan, so they even at like lunch, they plan dinner and all the way through till they leave school the next day. Because that's their life. They want to do it that way. There's nothing wrong with that. We're just making decisions ahead of time. That's all we're doing. That's it. So there's no more all or nothing. I got to do everything. That's not true. I was never a deep dive diva. Never, never, never. And I lost 85 pounds, happy as fuck. You do not have to do everything at once. I always say this, everything on the website is available for you. And at some point it may have a use, you may have a use for it, but everything on the website is not for you right now. But it's always there when you're ready for it. We're not snatching shit away from you. You don't have to hurry up and get through stuff because it's going to be taken away from you like a you know, like so many other times in the past when you've done diets. You go through at your own pace. You get shit done your way. You look at your life and decide how No BS is going to fit into it. Not how you can bend over backwards and contort yourself and give up your life in order to lose weight. We don't do that here. That's where No BS is so different. All right. When you join the No BS, you are landed on this page right here. Here it is. This is the quick start on NoBSWomen.com. You want to listen to this. There's a ton of amazing things in here. Corinne is preaching to you. Then if you're brand new here, within your first 30 days, we offer a call, a Zoom call, just like this, except you will be on camera. You don't have to turn your camera off, but you'll be able to speak to one of our NoBS success coaches to answer any questions that you have about getting started. This is not a coaching call. It is a coach, but it's not a coaching call. We're just helping you figure out how to make No BS fit into your life. And then we also have an optional website tour here. Okay. So when you're done with that, you just go to the No BS weight loss course. Now, there's a couple of ways. Whenever I talk about you figure out how No BS fits into your life, you can come here and watch the videos. You can come here and print off the worksheets. But if you are on the go and you're like, MJ, I do not have time to sit at my computer all the time and listen to this. The time is on here, all that sort of stuff. That's perfect. We offer it to you not only on video, but in podcast form. That is the only way I listen to No BS content. That's not true. The Wednesday trainings, I always have pulled up on my computer on one screen while I'm working on the other screen. Favorite call of the week. It's my favorite training. I never miss a Wednesday Zoom training with Corinne, but I'm working. I'm sitting at my desk listening. That's the only thing I listen to, like live and on the screen. A lot of people beat themselves up because they're like, there's so many calls and I can't come live. I'm just going to tell you, you've got 14,000 people in this membership, and there are about 500 of you on this call. 90% of the No BS women never attend a training, a coaching live. They all listen to the replays, or they watch the replays on the website, or listen in the private member podcast. That's just how it works around here. You got a life. You figure out how No BS fits into your life, not how you can twist your life to fit into No BS. We have got 4 private member podcasts. So if you found Corinne over on the public and you did Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne, it's got some amazing content. This is the Behind the Velvet Rope members only exclusive private member podcast. You no longer need to listen to Losing 100 Pounds with Corinne. If you've got time and you just love it, please, by all means, do that. But know there is more here in these podcasts that you will ever can ever imagine listening to. So there are 4. You've got the No BS Weight Loss course. That is the actual same course that we have in video form on the website, but you just stick an AirPod in your ear and walk your dog, or wash your dishes, or dry your hair, or commute back and forth to work, all of that stuff. Then once you're finished with No BS, we have a ton of other courses that you can take. They're always on the website. I'll talk about them in a minute. They all live here on the Self-Paced Workshops podcast. Then all of the trainings and coachings and workshops and everything that we do inside of No BS for you, the replays come here to the private member podcast, this live training replays podcast. Okay. It's updated on Tuesdays and Fridays. So like today's training, it'll be up tomorrow, right? So you can listen to it tomorrow. I forgot what day it was, y'all. And Amy says module 2 and 3 were amazing. Let me just tell y'all, Corinne just redid modules 3 and 4. They will be released on April 1st, and they are fucking fire. We just listened to them. I don't think Corinne has ever taught urges ever like this. Like, it was so good. I would listen to one lesson and then I'd be like, oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite I've ever heard of Corinne. And then I'd listen to the next one. I was like, oh my God, that's my favorite. So we will be doing a ton of stuff next month. Y'all, can I give them a sneak peek, Christy? Should I tell them what we're doing next month in the membership? Should I? Girl, you know, every month we do a weight loss challenge. I'll talk about that in a minute. Next month, Corinne is going to be doing live listening parties every Wednesday for modules 3 and 4 of the new release. So you can be on watching it with Corinne and get to ask her your questions live. We're going to get through modules 3 and 4. And then at the end of the month, because every month in No BS, we give away prizes. At the end of the month, the grand prize for April. Oh my God, I can't believe she's never done this. She's never done this before in her whole entire life. Y'all know Corinne does not private coach. She is giving away a 30-minute private one-on-one coaching call with a member next month. I don't know the last time she's coached privately. Just you and Corinne on a Zoom, 30 minutes, all the things. Yes. Yes. Margaret, yes, it would. Yes, it will. Yes, you'll have transcripts and such. Okay. And then finally is the quick hit. So for all of my basic bitches who are like, I ain't got a lot of time, but I do want something a little bit more than the weight loss course. These quick hits are 20 minutes or less. So that is a great place to get if you're like, girl, I'm just not feeling like it. I don't want to make my plan. Hit play on a quick hits podcast. You will get a swift kick in the ass. It'll get you up and going. Great place to get that. All of the instructions to download these private member podcasts are on this page. If you have any trouble, you click this blue question mark. This will get you to support. You give them your email address, tell them what's going on. You can't get it to download. You can't figure it out. You can't whatever. We will email you back. So you just go check your email. Don't be sitting here waiting on us to respond. Whatever email you give us, that's where you'll get a response. That's the thing. I see this so often, and I just want to speak to this. So often, we join weight loss, whatever. Like, we go into this program, and you get, like, some cool little videos at the beginning, and they're like, now good luck. See you when you lose all your weight. Or you go once a month. Or even once a week to a meeting, Weight Watchers, let's say. That's not how this works in No BS. You've got 24/7 tech support, account support, credit card support, all the support in our customer support. So if you click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page on this website, that gets you straight to support. You can also email support@pmptribe.com and ask your questions there. We're going to talk about how to find the coaches in just a minute. But first, we're going to talk about Facebook. I want to talk about Facebook just for a minute. Facebook is amazing. There's no assholes in Facebook. We don't do bullshit in Facebook. We've got a community team over there. Who are just amazing. They're amazing women in there just helping you. It's great. Let me say this about Facebook. I want you all to hear me. You will not lose a pound in that Facebook group. If you go over to Facebook and you are not listening to our content, you will not lose weight. I can promise you that right now. The Facebook group is Recess. This is where you learn what you need. This website is where you learn what you need to lose all of your weight for good and feel as amazing as you deserve. This is where the coaches live. This is where the content lives. And whenever I say the website, I'm talking about the podcast as well, not necessarily sitting right here. But if you notice that you are deep diving into Facebook and not deep diving into no BS material, that is not how you're going to lose your weight. It's a great place to crowdsource if you've got a question. Like, I don't like water. What are y'all using to get your water in? Like, what do you love to add to your water to make it more appealing? Great thick question to ask on Facebook. You get a ton of comments, but a ton. It's a great place to meet other No BS women. It is amazing. The support in there is amazing. I just love it. Like, I love to be in that Facebook group. But if that Facebook group you notice is pulling you away from the No BS content, you need to maybe step out of Facebook for a week and get back into the content. If you notice that you've decided to plan every morning, but first I check Facebook, and then by the time you get out of Facebook, you've not made your plan and now you're late. So now you can't plan. So now you've missed planning for the Facebook group. That is where I see so many women getting hosed up, because it's an amazing place. Make sure if you want to be on Facebook, please be on Facebook. Please love on the women in there and get yourself loved on. I can get my cup filled over there with all the amazing No BS women, but do not sacrifice the No BS content for Facebook. This is where you lose your weight. Also, whenever I talked about coaches being here, yes, the coaches are in Facebook. We're in there. But we don't control the algorithm of the Facebooks. If Mark Zuckerberg don't want us to see it, we won't see it. But when you come here on the website to ask coaches, which I'll get to in a minute, we control that algorithm. We see every question. We answer every question. You are guaranteed a response from a coach on this website. 100%. All right. There we go. We also set you up with accountability groups. If you want to be an accountability group, they're amazing as well. You just come over here and the amazing accountability goddess, Heidi, will be more than happy to set you up with an accountability group. But I'm going to say this also about accountabilities. It's like buying a pair of shoes. Go to the shoe store, you try on a pair of shoes, you know your size, but they squish your pinky toe. That does not mean there's no shoes for you at that store. That means that was not the right pair of shoes for you. So you just pull out another pair. That's all you do. That's all you do. You just email us back in and be like, Heidi, that group did not work out. And we will absolutely set you up with another group. Once you're finished with the No BS weight loss course, you're going to finish No BS. What's my next pathway? You've got the foundational pathway, the No BS course. You've already done that by the time you come over here. And then we have four pathways that you can go on. That's four, right? Yep. Four pathways. If you don't know what pathway fits you, click here and take a quiz. We'll tell you. When in doubt, ask us. We'll tell you whatever you need to know. At the bottom, we do have other bonus courses that don't necessarily fit in a pathway. So if you're finished with No BS, but you really want to work on your relationship with drinking, just come down here and do drinking first. If you're wanting to work on your journaling, come down here and do that. We've got a maintenance course. So once you lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve, you can take the Mastering Maintenance course. Yeah. That's how it works. It's amazing over here. Every week, you will get a newsletter. It's updated here every week. At the bottom or somewhere in here, there's a new member corner. It's for anyone who just joined in the last 30 days. If you've been here longer than 30 days, there's some amazing stuff in there too. Last week, we talked about Facebook. This week, we're talking about doable plans in the new member corner. I just wrote it. This is also on this tab is also where the training calendar lives. Okay. Whenever I was saying, check the training calendar for the link for the call, you know, whatever. Why is it not updating? Why on this call would it not update? Anyway, there's a beautiful calendar here. You can subscribe to it. Oh, it just took it a minute. You see, you click here and it will give you the link to the call. Also, you can kind of copy and paste into your browser to get that 30-day success plan, that guide that I was talking about. All of that stuff lives here. It is updated to your particular time zone. So if you're in Pacific time, it'll say something like this morning, the call was 10 a.m. Eastern. I'm in Eastern time. So it's converted to Eastern, but it was actually a 9 a.m. Central call, which is 10 Eastern. So it updates to you. And then also here are those video replays. The live training replays live in the podcast, but they also live here. You can, everything pretty much on the website is searchable. So you can search the video replays. Okay. Monthly weight loss challenge. Every month we do a monthly weight loss challenge. Christy and I, we need to work on our thumbnails, Christy. They're never good. Christy and I do the video every month to tell you what we're working on. I know, listen, this looks like crap. But anyway, all the instructions to complete our weight loss challenge are on this page. This is optional. Optional. If it's not for you right now, don't do it. If it sounds like something you want to do, do it. Here's a breakdown of all the weeks, what we're doing. We do have an optional worksheet if you want to keep up with what you're doing and how you're participating. If you're in an accountability group, we got tips and tricks for your accountability group. And then we list the prizes down here at the bottom. This, the prizes, you can register for the prizes on the 25th of every month. And then at midnight on the last day of the month, it closes and then we draw winners. You'll be emailed. And then we also, the first Sunday of the month, the winners will be announced in the newsletter. So excited. All right. Ask coaches. This is what I was talking about before. All of the women and all of the coaches inside of No BS are all No BS women. We only hire No BS women. We don't hire Noom coaches and people who did Jenny Craig, come on over here and teach us. No. These are all women that found Corinne just like you found Corinne, either through a Facebook ad or the Losing 100 Pounds podcast or a friend told you or ever, whatever reason you're here. You just, every time you got a question, there's no limit to ask coaches. It is free. It's included in your membership. It's amazing. You click here to submit your question. Within 48 hours, you come back here. Click here to see recent answers. We don't email you. You come right back here. Here we go. See, she asked four ends and overeating. Here's the question. Here's the coach's answer. Notice it's anonymous to the membership. Nobody knows it's you that wrote in. You see a lot of people come in here and just like read the answers. Right? Like food rules, not sure how to address this. You can come through here and read all the answers. See, this chick has identified some discovery worksheet themes. She's like, help me. Now that I've figured this out, what am I supposed to do with it? Daylight savings time, right? Doesn't have belief in themselves. There's so many, like how many pages is it down here at the bottom? Look, 280 pages worth of questions and answers. Okay. So, see, a friend's weight loss. Not only are we weight loss coaches, we're also life coaches. So you can write, see, here's somebody writing about pregnancy, social gatherings, financial stress. We can help you with all of that. The coaches are amazing. So we also do offer private coaching for a fee. You can check it out here. We are having an event as well. So there's a virtual event that we're hosting in July. No BS, no excuses weekend. You can check it out. There's still virtual tickets available. Check it out right here. There is a camp registration page. Once you can find out everything here. I'm not. If you're interested, come on over here. So, all right. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. All right. I'm getting so much faster at these calls. I'm just telling you, I'm so good at honoring my time on these calls and your time. So I'm just going to give you a couple of things I notice inside the membership, like some little like bumps in the road. And I'm going to help you right now because it could come up for you. Okay. One thing I want to talk about is doable planning. I talk about this in the new member corner this week in the newsletter, but a lot of us come in wanting to bring our shoulds and shouldn'ts for diets into no BS. Corinne is saying, plan what you want to eat. And then you're thinking, yeah, but I can't eat carbs and lose weight. Like that's never happened before. Or there's no way you can eat chocolate and lose weight. Maybe that works for somebody else. It doesn't work for me. Well, I can't have chips because, you know, once I open up the chips, like I cannot stop. Oh my gosh. You don't know me. So you take all of your bullshit diet rules and you use that in your planning. Then no BS feels like an old sad ass diet that you've done. You're like, see, I knew it was going to be like every other diet. It's not, but you, because you took your bullshit weight loss thoughts and rules and diet rules and stuck it on top of no BS. That's why it feels like the same sad ass diet you've done forever. So I want to tell you how this works. Imagine. Let's say that you love pepperoni pizza. And when you eat pepperoni pizza, you just eat the whole fucking thing. It's like, girl, you don't know. It's so good. I can't have that much, you know, because it's got carbs in it, a lot of fats. It just sits so heavy in my stomach, makes me feel like shit the next day. But I love it with all my heart. So you know what? If I plan that, I'm going way overboard. I want you to take the food that you keep telling yourself there's no way you can control yourself around. There's no way that you can eat it and lose weight. And I want you to plan it every day for the next 7 days. Every day. So let's say that once you eat ice cream, like, it's like, you know, if I start eating that ice cream, the whole thing, the whole carton, you just don't know, MJ. Imagine if you said, you know what, every day this week, I'm going to have a small bowl of ice cream. I'm going to sit and I'm going to eat it and I'm going to enjoy it. I'm not going to feel guilty about it. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm just going to, you know what, I'm just going to plan it. So you get it on Monday and you're like, oh my God, that's so good. I don't know if I can stop. But then you're like, wait, I'm going to plan this tomorrow. I can have some more tomorrow. That's good. Tuesday. It's still so good. Oh my God. I don't think I can stop. We had some last night. You're going to have it tomorrow. It'd be okay. By Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're like, fuck. Already had it so many times this week. It's not as sexy. It's not as special. It's not reserved for the special times. It's just an everyday food, just like an egg, just like oatmeal. We reserve these foods and tell such amazing stories about them, how amazing they are, and how we can't have them. They're off limits for us. And we build them up like the best lover we've ever had. And then we wonder why we can't break up with them. What if we made ice cream the same as an egg? It's food. It's a good food. I enjoy it. I can have it whenever the fuck I want. It's not as sexy when you could plan it on a Wednesday. It's not as sexy when you put it on your plan every day. I want you to just think about that. That's what makes the difference. We are not, none of us were ever overweight, ever, because we intentionally ate a small bowl of ice cream every day. We're overweight because we wouldn't let ourselves have it, wouldn't let ourselves have it, wouldn't let ourselves have it. Then we ate a fucking carton and said, fuck it, and then went and ate whatever the hell we wanted to. For a week, it was never the ice cream. It was never the ice cream. Give yourself an opportunity to win. Plan it. Enjoy it. Love it. See what happens when you take the sexy off of it. That is how you can plan what you love in no BS. That's how you can plan the foods that you've always told yourself that you cannot ever have and lose weight. It is that old restrict, binge, even if you're not a binger, you know what I mean? You just go overboard. That's what we're stopping here in no BS. That's what makes it different. That is what makes no BS different. We're not cutting shit out. Nothing is special or reserved for special occasions. None of that. We're going to plan what we love. We're going to enjoy the fuck out of it. Instead of eating it really fast before anybody else sees me eats it or before I can start to beat myself up over it. That's not enjoying your food. If you are loud and proud eating your little bowl of ice cream, girl, enjoy the fuck out of it. And then know you got more on your plan tomorrow. I'm going to have some more tomorrow. That's awesome. That's one thing I see. The other thing I see is if it's not perfect, I just quit. Got to be perfect. I mean, I can't, you know, it's got to be. Because I got to do all these things right or I'm never going to lose my weight. Remember, that's your old diet brain, how things have worked in the past, talking. When you hear those thoughts, remind yourself, if that were true, if perfection was the way to lose weight, I would have probably lost it on Atkins in 1991. And here's the other thing. For all of my perfectionists, this is my favorite. For everybody who says it has to be perfect or I can't do it, like I've always been a perfectionist, who I am. I just have to be perfect. If I can't do it perfect, I'm going to quit. I want to ask all of you, pretty much most of you have graduated high school. Did you make 100 perfect on every single test? Probably not. Did you drop out when you made that first 98? Nope. You kept going. You graduated. Even though it wasn't perfect, you kept doing it. Have you ever burned dinner? Sure you have. You didn't give up cooking for the rest of your life. If you're a parent or a dog parent, have you always done that perfectly? Probably not. You didn't throw them damn kids or the dog out in the road. You just were like, well, I'll get it right next time. You just kept on going. You've got so much evidence that you do not have to be perfect to keep going, but then you decide that no BS is different. And if it's not perfect, you may as well quit on yourself. That's not how we do it here. We're never going to be perfect. Never have been, never will be. I'm included. Christy's included. Corinne's included. We're all included. But what's different in OBS is we reach out for help. You've got customer support and you've got coach support. And if you're in Facebook, you've got community support. That's how OBS is different. We've got your back every step of the way. And for all of you who, I'm telling you what I hear, people don't usually ask coaches. My question's not important. Everybody else's question. I don't need to take up the time with my question. It's a dumb question. You know, it's not as important as other people's questions. You know who, you know what question is the most important question to us and ask coaches? Yours. Yours. Your question is the most important question every day and ask coaches. We're no longer discounting what is or is not important to somebody. Our questions matter just as much as everybody else. And in no BS, we learn how to reach out for help. And what I hear, I'm not sure what I would ask. Just get in there and ramble the fuck off. We'll find a thought in there to coach. Don't know. I don't know what I should ask. Like, I know my problem. I know what, like, is getting in my way. Like, I know that I'm eating every night at 8. I don't even know what to ask. Just start writing shit and ask coaches. We will help you figure it out. We're coaches. It's our superpower to figure out what we need to help you with. But that's probably that perfectionist. I don't have the perfect, like, question to ask. You know, maybe they won't understand what I mean. Girl, head on over there. We all wear life coach capes. That's what we do. All right. Any questions? Look at me. It's 11 o'clock. Girl, what? An hour. This is how you celebrate the little things. I'm done. I'm only 15 minutes late. I mean, 15 seconds late. It's a win in my book. All right. Any questions at all? Don't lie, we got any questions. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Go be amazing. Remember, plan shit you don't think you can lose weight on the whole week. That's your homework. Oh, y'all are so welcome. Thank y'all for hanging out with me for an hour. All right. Y'all have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye, y'all.